And we are back at the Lisa Rayner book signing here in Buckhead. And it's kind of like a bunch of celebrities here at the museum. We just talked with Bill Tush, and now I'm joined by Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, you were telling me you were quite the well-known singer back in the day. Tell me about your singing career.
Well, I started in the early 60s. I was 20 years old when I had my first million-seller record, and that was Sheila. And then I followed that up with Everybody. And then in 1965, I had a hit song called Sweet Pea. And then my biggest one was called Dizzy in 1969. I was called the Bubblegum King.
So you sold millions of records.
I did. I sold over 20 million records. Those were single records. Back in the day, you know, singles sold more than albums. And so I was a big single seller.
How did you get in the music business in the first place?
Well, I was born here in Atlanta, and my dad taught me three chords on the guitar, and he was a guitarist. And at the time I was in high school, I was 14 years old, and I used to love to write these little poems, you know. So I wrote this poem about a girl I used to chase around the playground. Her name was Frida. Sweet little Frida, you know if you see her, blue eyes and a ponytail. Well, that turned out to be my first hit, but the producer didn't like the name Frida, so he changed it to Sheila. And that was my first big record.
Wow. Talk about some of the other artists that you may have collaborated with or worked with or toured with over the years that others may know.
Well, I've toured with most everybody, most all of the pop singers from the 60s and 70s. You know, I did a lot of TV shows, Engelbert Humperdinck, Mike Douglas Show, all of those shows that were big in the 60s. And I wrote with Mac Davis, and I wrote a few songs together. My co-writer with Dizzy was Freddie Weller, who was with Paul Revere and the Raiders during the 60s. So, you know, I've met most of them and worked with most of them.
Did I hear you correctly, Tommy, when you told me earlier that you have a new CD that's come out?
I do. I have a new CD. It's called From Here to Here, and you can order it online at solarmusic.com, or you can go to my website, tommyrowe.com, and it'll take you to Solar Music to pick up the CD. You can download it or buy the CD.
Tommy Rowe, for those just so you know, is R-O-E.
R-O-E, yeah.
.com. We are here tonight at the book signing and the launch party for the book by Lisa Rayner. You obviously have a connection to Lisa.
Lisa's my cousin. Yeah, she's my cousin, and I'm so proud of her. She has her book out called Chef Life of a
Trophy Wife.
Trophy Wife.
It sounds like a lyric in a song.
It does. I'll write a song around that.
There you go. Are you in the book?
I think she said that I'm in there, yeah.
Oh, so you haven't read it yet?
I haven't read it yet.
You said a new CD has come out, so have you stayed in the music industry your entire life?
Well, from the time I was like 19 years old, I've been in the music business. I turned 83 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, just had a birthday. So I'm 83 years old, and I've always been in the music business. I quit performing in 2017. I did my last concert, but I'm still writing songs and going to the studio. I love working in the studio and the camaraderie with the musicians, the whole thing. So that's why we did this new CD. I went in and recorded a bunch of new songs that I'd just written.
Did it ever feel like work?
Never. I've been so lucky, you know, my whole life. I've just been blessed to be able to do my passion, you know, work my passion and make a living at it. It's been terrific.
Where are some of the venues where you've been able to perform over the years?
Oh, my. Albert Hall in London. I'll tell you a little story. The first tour I did in England, I was headlining with Chris Montez, who was a fellow artist. He had a song called Let's Dance, and I had a hit called Sheila. So we were booked in England, and Chris and I were the headliners of the tour, and our opening act was the Beatles. Nobody knew who the Beatles were in 1963.
The Beatles opened up for Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe and Chris Montez. Yeah, I mean, you could go online and see a lot of this stuff, you know, a lot of photos of us from that period. So that was really an amazing thing, because I was right in the middle of Beatlemania. I mean, I was caught up right in the middle of it. It was so exciting. So when I came back to the States, I was touting the Beatles. Nobody knew who the Beatles were in 1963. I even tried to get them signed to my record label. And I remember Brian Epstein gave me a little promo kit to bring back and to play for the president of my label. And I remember I went into New York City, and he had an appointment with the president of ABC Records. And I went into his office with the Beatle promo kit, and he said, I heard you have a new act that you'd like to have assigned to the label. I said, yeah, they're called the Beatles. And they just got quiet in his office as the Beatles. That was so unheard of back in those days. So he said, well, let me see what you have. So I gave him the album. He dropped the needle on the album. played a few bars of the first cut and said, I think that's the worst piece of crap I've ever heard in my life.
Well, the British Invasion came in and the bubble pop sound started going away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of the beginning of the end for folks like yourself.
Well, actually, I'll tell you, if you think about it, the Beatles are really the blueprint for bubblegum music, because their early records were songs like I Want to Hold Your Hand, Please Please Me, Love Me Do. They were very, their audience was really my audience. And so it actually, when I wrote Sweet Pea, I was in the Army, and I was trying to think of something to compete with the British Invasion, because the British acts were taking over the Billboard charts. And so, you know, I wrote this song. I said, I got to write something so different. And Sweet Pea was really a different sounding song, and it was a very safe song lyrically and everything. So it became a big record for me, and it carried me on through the end of the 60s and early 70s.
Talking with Tommy Rowe, and you mentioned Albert Hall being one of the greatest venues you ever played. What was the biggest audience you ever headlined for?
Oh, my. That was... I've played for outdoor concerts where I really don't know how many. It looked like tens of thousands of people. You know, you've probably seen videos of these outdoor events.
Yeah.
And they're just wall-to-wall people. So I've played concerts like that as well. In England, I've played several like that. In the States, I've played several. In Minnesota, we played a big concert there in Minneapolis one time that had, you know, thousands of people. So I've been in front of small audiences and large audiences. And actually, I'll tell you a story. I really love the small venues better because they're more intimate. And I can really see the faces of the audience, you know. And I really like to sing to the audience and see their eyes and see their smiles when they appreciate one of my songs.
You mentioned, Tommy, that you just turned 83.
Yep.
And typically, when you get to that advanced age, the voice is still not there. But the fact that you just released a CD,
yeah,
the voice has never left you, apparently.
It's really amazing. I can still sing my hits in the same keys, which a lot of the artists, as they get older, they kind of drop the key down because it's easier for them to sing it. But, you know, I've been blessed with that, being able to sing those songs and all the new songs as well. You know, I mean, my voice is different. It's a little bit deeper now than it was when I was a kid. But, you know, it's still there. So very fortunate.
So you were a big star back in the day when they actually had vinyl, 45s and 33s. And
exactly.
We saw it go to CDs and then cassettes. And then, you know, now it's all streamed.
Streaming, yeah.
Have you had to make changes with the time? How did that affect you?
Well, I'm on all the streaming platforms.
Now, do you do that, or do you have like a grandkid doing that for you?
I have people doing it for me, yeah. They'll put my songs up. But Spotify, I'm very big on Spotify. I have a lot of listeners on that streaming service. But I'm all the streaming services with the old hits and the new ones. They have them all on there.
You mentioned where we can get the CD. Do you have a website for you?
Yes, it's called TommyRowe.com.
TommyRowe.com. Tommy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so
much.
My
pleasure, Mike. Good to see you.
Thank you. And again, these interviews here tonight brought to you by Riptide LLC. Go to RiptideLLC.com to help you run your business. Don't have your business run you.